You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Barack Obama's tenure is almost at end. He only has 10 months left, which is a lot of time for humans, but you must understand, in the American government, that's barely enough time to have anything obstructed. Still, you can't argue with one thing. Obama made history as America's first black president, and that fact has been a cause for celebration for all. Most. And Jordan Klepper has more.
Under the Obama presidency, a segment of Americans have felt like second-class citizens. Tragically, some have been marginalized their entire lives. I'm talking about white kids. What does it do to a young white child's dreams to have never seen themselves reflected in the nation's highest office?
I want to know, guys, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a stock exchanger.
A stock exchanger?
I want to be a pizza man.
A pizza man. Like, what's the coolest, most powerful job you can imagine yourself becoming?
Probably a singer. Prosecutor. I do want to work on History Channel.
That's your biggest dream, working on the History Channel? That's so sad.
Could these poor little crackers even imagine that a president could be white?
I want you guys to draw what you think a president looks like. Try to find the colors that you think work best. 3, 2, 1, reveal.
I saw brown and brown and... Come on, kid, really? A green president?
What if I told you that a president could look like this?
I can't see that.
Can you see that? You can't...
It's a white crayon!
Well, imagine a president could look white, is what I'm saying. That we could have a white president.
It's hard to be a president. You have to, like, do so many things.
But Francesca, what I'm saying is that you could be president. You don't have to think you can't do it.
I'm not saying that all white people are bad, but some of them are.
I feel like this is this white self-hatred where you don't think you can be great.
Luckily, with Ben Carson dropping out of the race and Hillary and Donald leading the pack, there's a good chance the next president will be whiter than a game of Ultimate Frisbee at Downton Abbey.
This is an exciting time for you guys. You guys have never known a white person in a position of power. I mean, outside of, like, Congress and the Supreme Court and I think most of the billionaires. And actually, most of superheroes, I think, are white. Everybody who's played Batman. Outside of that, you guys have barely known any white people in positions of power.
The thing is, we all need all men are equal. That's, so we have the dream of being president, and that's great. We should be president too.
So I'm saying white people can be presidents too.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're at the point in our lives where we can have a white president, we might be able to one day have a white Oprah.
The sky's the limit. And if I could get these milky white Poindexters to sound presidential, maybe they'd actually start believing it.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Read my lips, no new taxes.
Read my lips, no new taxes.
We're gonna build the best wall.
We're gonna build the best wall.
And who's gonna pay for it?
And who's gonna pay for it?
Mexico.
Mexico!
Wait, what?
Yes. We were teaching them a valuable lesson.
Doesn't matter about the color, it matters what's on the inside.
Black, white, deformed face, it doesn't matter.
president. I can imagine a white president. I can imagine a black president. I can imagine any kind of president.
Mission accomplished. And soon enough, these kids will finally have a role model in the Oval Office they can look up to. Except for one small problem.
I refused to vote for Hillary Clinton because she broke the law. She used her own private computer to talk about governmental stuff, so she should get arrested.
This is over.
It doesn't matter anymore.
It's not like she murdered somebody.
Should we let every pass broken law pass?
Okay, maybe they just lean a little more to the right.
Rubio, Cruz, and Trump, I think they all act like a bunch of kids. They act like people in preschool.
And you should know, because you were in preschool, like what, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
They're fighting over a bunch of nothing. And if they want to do that, then they should at least go to Jupiter or something.
America's one of the biggest countries in the world. You don't want to act like a bunch of children when you want to become a president like that.
Are you afraid a white president might mess it all up and we'll only have black presidents from now on?
It depends which white president.
Okay, well, get ready for Cory Booker in 2020.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As the culture wars rip through America, one thing that always comes up is the children.
We have one job, and that's to protect our children.
Protecting children from, you know, sexual indoctrination, critical race theory, things like that.
Banning books, especially these books, endangers our children.
But as the father of a child about to start school, I wanted to know about how they felt about the culture wars. And more importantly, I low-key wanted to know if they thought I was cool. So instead of tweeting about the kids, I decided to talk to them.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm a little bit older, and there's a lot of, okay, you didn't have to laugh at that part. There's a lot of stuff that I'm not aware of, so I'm gonna name something, and then you tell me what you think about it. Adults are arguing a lot right now about what you should be learning, what subjects you should be taught, what books you should be reading, but we never asked you, how do you feel about school? What are your favorite books? What books are you guys reading right now?
I love like racial justice books because I feel like I can relate to that a lot. Like The Hate U Give or like Blended.
How do you feel about people wanting to ban those books?
Not good, because like I feel like you need to, this is what's happening in the world right now.
Right.
Like racial injustice is happening right now, and these books are about racial injustice, so people need to learn about it if they want to do something about it.
Do you feel like your teachers are trying to indoctrinate you?
No.
No.
Do you know what the word indoctrinate means?
No.
Brentley, let's talk about this. Thoughts on the president and the current administration?
I think it's good. Yeah, I like it.
I feel like he's a lot better than Trump, in my opinion.
Sure.
I feel like he's not the best president. We definitely had better presidents, but he's a big step up from Trump.
What about this era feels different from other presidential?
He's definitely older than other presidents.
How old is too old to be president?
Too old to be president is an age where you're scared that you might not live to see the next day, because a country is depending on you to run them. Also, as long as you don't have any like mental health problems, like say you have dementia and you're sort of losing your memory a little bit, and people with dementia, they're perfectly good people, but they're probably not the best kind of person to run a country because they might not remember everything.
Yeah, you're eerily describing what Joseph R. Biden is going through right now. Now, sometimes people say, when you criticize people of a certain age that are older, that could be ageist. Hey, you can't do that because of your age. But that happens all the time with you.
Yes.
People tell you you can't do things because of your age. What's something adults tell you that's ageist?
I feel like it's always like something to do with when I go to bed.
What time's your bedtime?
Mostly like 8:45. That's what they want it to be. But I feel like there's like studies that show like you only need 8 hours of sleep.
What would be the time that you want? Give me a time. Let's pitch it. Let's work this out. What time do you want to go to sleep?
Only like 30 minutes after. Like.
Let's try it. I'm going to be your dad, and I'm going to tell you go to bed, and you tell me, Quinn, go to bed. Young man, it's 8:47 p.m.
That's ageist.
I like that. A lot of the things that I'm talking about right now, you don't have a lot of control over. But there is something you do control. Culture. So let's talk about pop culture. Elon Musk.
Billionaire.
Huh?
He owns Tesla and SpaceX.
Twitter, I mean.
Twitter, yeah.
Do you think he's doing a good job running Twitter? Quinn, how are you feeling about
I think he's running it pretty badly because he did a bunch of stuff that's like not good.
Right.
Like he got rid of a bunch of things and tried to just make the most money out of it. Yep. But he actually lost a lot of money while he got Twitter and the stocks went down a lot.
What would you do if you were him to turn it around?
Sell it to a bigger company for a decent price.
Yeah, I think he's lost a lot of the money though. So
because Twitter, it's like given up. No one really cares about it anymore.
Got it. Taylor Swift, hero, icon, villain.
I think her music is awesome, amazing. Kay. I don't really love her as a person.
Hmm. What about her as a person that was just like, no?
I don't know. She just doesn't sit right with me, I guess.
Okay. Any other thoughts on T-Swift?
I don't really know a lot about her, and I don't want to say things about topics I don't know about, so that's all I really know.
So you're just saying if you don't know about something, you'll just say, hey, I don't know, or I don't have an opinion about that. It's really refreshing. Bad Bunny. What does that mean?
I love him, but I don't think my age should be listening to it. If you don't understand Spanish, then it's like, okay, it's really good, but if you understand it,
yeah,
then it's
I understand Spanish.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's lots of artists whose music is really good, but their person, them as a person themselves, is not great.
So how do you resolve that? What do you guys do? How do you come to terms with that?
I listen to an
artist. I still listen to the music,
honestly. Yeah, I still listen to them.
What are you going
to
do? And you know what? You're going to keep dealing with this even as an adult. And they're going to write think pieces about it. And there's going to be no real solution.
I mean, even with like movies and actors who are probably not the best people, you can still enjoy their work and not appreciate the bad things that they have done.
Got it.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. Like, so I personally am like a superhero fan.
Yeah.
And the Flash teaser was released.
Right.
And there's like a lot of controversy around Ezra Miller and like what he's done.
Yeah.
But like the movie itself looks really good, so you have to be able to like respect that.
This all sounds like very reasonable, nuanced opinions. I suggest you never put that opinion on Twitter. Yeah, it sounds like, you know, you are understanding that the world is a complicated, great place and things aren't as binary as you think. And I'm just giving you fair warning from the future. People aren't gonna wanna hear that. So are you gonna go to the movie?
I might just kind of wait until it goes on streaming, something like that probably.
Got it. Is that because of Ezra or just because?
Just because, I mean, I'm not sure that I wanna go to the movie for that.
Or it's just...
I'm kind of more of like a stay-at-home type of guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you're a member of society, you have to pay taxes. How much should you pay in taxes? Like what percentage?
It should really depend on like if you're a billionaire and like you pay less taxes than...
But what about you personally? Like if you had a fruit by the foot, how much of that fruit by the foot should go to the government and how much should belong to you?
Maybe like below 25.
Below 25?
Yes.
Yeah.
25 and below.
Yeah, the Candy Cayman Island over here? You got like a little place where you're...
25 at most, I would say,
25.
And then below.
This is a fruit by the foot, okay? Quinn, let's talk about it. You're a member of society. You're gonna get a paycheck one day. You're gonna see a number on it. It's called gross. But that's not gross. You know what's gross? The number below it. It's called net. There's another thing called FICA. That's what's making your net happen. We can get into that later, but it's really gonna FICA you over. Now, looking at this fruit by the foot, how much should the government get, Quinn?
Probably like 30%, I don't know.
30%. So up to here?
Yeah, that's like 30.
Lower.
Lower?
Like,
you want it lower, Sophia?
No, I think that's like 30.
Is it right here?
25 is reasonable.
Yeah.
25?
25
is reasonable.
So nothing over 40%.
Nothing over 40.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, 40 is way too much?
Wait, no, I'm learning this in math. No, wait, 40 isn't that much.
40 is like right here.
No? 40 is a lot for tax.
It's 40, but that goes to schools, roads.
Oh, that makes me feel guilty.
But it's coming from
now you feel guilty, right?
Depends on your income.
You want to be an active participant and a good participant in a society? It's got to match what was happening in the 70s and 80s. We're going to go 80%. That's yours. This is yours. This goes to schools, roads, highways, etc. Now, if you take this, you're a good person. But if you don't, you're a part of the problem. This is something a lot of men in their 30s don't talk about, feelings. How do you process things when you're sad or angry?
I kind of get mad at my parents. Whenever I get mad at them, I kind of don't like it. I don't only go to my room, but like, they'll come in and they always think they're right, so they're never gonna apologize.
They wanna be right when sometimes they're not right. Like, they just can't say sorry sometimes.
But if parents said sorry, then that means parents and children are equal. But you can't have that.
We can't.
Do you have any advice for just like a hypothetical adult that sometimes feels overwhelmed and at times doesn't believe in themselves and think they're not good enough?
Maybe like take a break, go do something fun with like some people you know, and then try to go back to it and try to go out with your friends.
Go out with your friends. What if the hypothetical person is 37 years old and men of that age don't really hang out with one another?
I would say this hypothetical person, if you're trying to like convey your feelings without feeling any pressure, maybe you should seek a therapist for that.
Yeah.
If you're trying to express your feelings.
You need like an outlet, so something that just distracts you from all the problems.
Mm-hmm.
And then that adds up to when you feel comfortable to express your feelings to other people, like a therapist.
I'm sad.
Oh.
I'm sad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're sad.
Mm-hmm.
They are sad. What are you most scared of?
I'm actually really scared of death and what happens after.
Yes.
And I'm also scared of like ghosts and spiders.
And spiders.
Yeah, electro,
same.
Yeah.
What scares you most about death, Sophia?
I like think about it so much at night because when I'm at night, like I just think about it and then like when you die, how does it feel, the process of dying? And then when you die, is it just like a blank screen or like, or is there like another life? Or are you gonna be like walking through a tunnel? Is there heaven or hell? Like, I'm like, I don't know.
Jab, are you scared of death?
I used to be. I used to be like extremely scared, but then I kind of like got over the fear.
What gave you peace?
Support from my family. It wasn't that bad though. I'm pretty sure there's a study that shown like someone, they were like dying or something, and there was a piece of technology connected to their brain and showed that they were like reliving their entire life at their death.
Wait, what grade are you in again?
Sixth.
Sixth. Why are you having this nuanced perspective? Jabba, why?
I guess that's just my personality.
Are the things adults tell you that you're like, no way, I don't believe that?
Sometimes, like, when they said something when I was younger, I thought they were lying. But...
Like what? What did they say that you're like, that's not true?
If you roll your eyes too much, it's gonna get stuck up there.
I used to cross my eyes. I would do it like as a joke.
Yeah, and then my
dad would be like, your eyes are gonna get stuck that way.
Exactly.
Wait, is that not true? Wait, I thought that would actually happen.
Go ahead, what's up?
So, has any of your parents ever told you when you turn the car light on, like that it's illegal to like leave it on?
Yeah.
I found out it's not illegal.
How'd you find out?
I saw it on like YouTube, and I'm like, what the heck?
Wait, are you distraught? Mallory, talk to me.
I thought everything they said was true. Like, I thought my eyes would get stuck that way. I thought my eyes would never come back around.
Wait, is this like a internal dad conspiracy thing where they're all telling each other? Real quick, raise your hands if your parents limit your screen time.
Kind of.
Yeah. Only on weekdays.
Does that make you upset, Quinn?
Well, they failed, so I beat the system. I turned it off.
How'd you beat the system?
I turned it off.
Wait, no, but you have to put in a password to get around the screen time lock.
I just figured stuff out.
I thought it's supposed to be kid-proof.
It's not. So there's this app called KidsRox, and it's the easiest thing to turn off. You go on the settings and you go to VPN, and then you go to, you see it, and you take it off.
Wait, your parents don't know that you cracked Kids Locks?
Well, now they know.
I don't have Kids Locks on my phone.
Okay, real quick. Raise your hands if you have an iPad. Everyone hands down? Raise your hand right now if you could trade in your dad for a brand new iPad.
No.
No,
I'm kidding.
No, the 12.9-inch one.
No.
Not even the small one. The big
one. No.
No. No way.
Why?
Because my dad, he can pay for my iPad. If he already bought an iPad for me.
Wait, oh, because he can pay for an iPad. Yeah. So you keep dad around because he is a financial source of other items.
That's just like...
That's not the only reason.
Let's talk about social media. Are we on social media? TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter?
I feel like Twitter is old.
I think it's for old people.
Yeah, for old people.
Really?
It's turned into you know how Facebook died? Twitter is kind of dying.
Twitter has a more, it's kind of known for being more toxic. I feel like having a more toxic or something like that. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's very toxic.
Got it. What does toxic mean?
It's someone that doesn't like you, and they've kind of pointed out maybe some insecurities about you and stuff.
Or talk bad about you.
Yeah, behind your back.
Toxic's kind of saying negative things, being negative towards other people.
Could you survive if someone took your phone?
Yes.
Entirely.
Because I don't have my phone right now.
Because there's so many other things you can do just outside of your phone, just activities.
Yeah.
I'm.
What? What does that mean?
I'm gonna survive without my phone.
Why?
I feel my phone is if I need help, I could call the police.
The police?
My dad is obsessed with Twitter.
Do you think Twitter's good for him?
Maybe a little less would be good, but I don't think it's getting out of hand.
Got it. Do you want to join Twitter based on the way your dad uses it?
Not really. I don't have much interest in social media.
Are your parents on the phone too much?
I feel like my dad always says I'm on the phone too much, but kind of every time I look at him, he's always on Slack or something. I just want to tell him, get off your phone, Dad.
Get it off your chest. This is your chance to tell us off. Go to that camera and just tell him what's up.
Get off your phone, Dad. You need to maintain a better work-life balance.
You heard him, parents. Stop watching this on your phone and go hang out with your kids.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the last few decades, women have made big strides in the workplace. We're no longer getting harassed while wearing big, ugly shoulder pads. It's 2023. Now we're getting harassed while wearing super cool big shoulder pads. Needless to say, corporate corporate women still face challenges.
When it comes to the CEOs of the largest companies, women are still vastly underrepresented. There are currently 38 female CEOs at the S&P 500, and women CEOs are 45% more likely to be fired than their male counterparts. There's also evidence that women who are appointed to the top job aren't necessarily set up for success. High-level women are often promoted during a time of crisis. It's a phenomenon called the glass cliff.
Women who negotiate are 67% more likely than women who don't to receive feedback that their personal style is intimidating, too aggressive, or bossy.
When women have a child, their earnings decline for each child by 4%.
Wow.
Whereas men, there's a fatherhood bonus, and they actually earn more when they have children. It's called a motherhood penalty.
That's right. It's really hard to be a woman in the corporate world. And they didn't even mention the fact that the office is always so freaking cold. It's no wonder women have to work harder. It's the only thing that will keep us warm. With all the challenges women are facing in the workplace, I thought it was important to offer some mentorship to the next generation of female leaders. Take a look. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Desi, and today I'm going to tell you how to climb your way to the top of the corporate ladder just like the boys. And sometimes that means playing dirty, and sometimes it's going to be an uphill battle. All right? Look to the person to your right. Now look at the person to your left. Okay, we're still learning rights and lefts. By the end of today, only one of you will remain. Evelyn, yes.
We don't want to be boys, but we should be like the boys. Not in a way that we're like the boys, but we're going to be like empowered women. Then we're going to get dreams accomplished. Then we're going to get money. Then we're going to put in our bank account and get more money.
Yeah, because you worked for it. And I think what is the key takeaway? Is that we want
to be the boys.
Yeah, but we want to fill our pockets with
money.
Okay, who here knows what a CEO is?
Me! No! Me! Nobody knows!
B, you're up. You want to be a CEO?
No.
Sure? Do you know what a CEO is?
No.
Chief Executive Officer.
I have no idea what that
means. You're the boss. So, like, you're like, you know how a teacher is the leader of the classroom?
Oh, yeah.
And they're in control of everything happening in the classroom?
Oh, yeah.
It's just like that, except they don't have to pay out of pocket for office supplies. So, okay, part of making it to the top of corporate America is knowing how to negotiate for yourself. Do you know what that means?
No.
No.
What does it mean to negotiate? Okay, the most important thing about negotiating for a raise is that you're touting your accomplishments. What chores have you been doing lately? Have you been adding value to your family? Have you been, say, helping your brother tie his shoes? That's mentorship.
I don't know how to tie shoes.
Do you know how to slip on a pair of pumps?
Yes.
Then it doesn't matter. Okay, do any of you want to be mommies?
Mommies? Yes.
Okay, wonderful. That'll be $40,000 up front.
What do you mean?
It's called the mommy tax.
Nobody has that kind of money. What about $9,000?
I like the attempt to negotiate, but no, it's a hard and fast 40 grand.
Whoa.
Okay, there are two types of CEOs. Has anyone here heard of Elizabeth Holmes or Anna Delvey?
Is Anna Delvey the person who was pretended to be like a Russian heiress or whatever?
Why, yes, she is. You are my prize student. Here's the lesson we learned. You only know the names of the women who have done illegal things. Okay, Belle. Congratulations. You are now our new CEO. You now get to clean up the mess that the previous CEO made.
What? But you said being a CEO was good.
Yes, it is, but it's not always fair.
I'm keeping the bag, but I'm not cleaning that up.
And that is how you negotiate.
Why are you clapping?
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.